America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Putting women in military combat is the cutting edge of the feminist goal to force us into an androgynous society. Feminists are determined to impose what Gloria Steinem called liberation biology that pretends all male-female differences are culturally imposed by a discriminatory patriarchy. That's why feminists keep pushing to send women into military combat. But history offers no evidence for the proposition that the assignment of women to military combat is the way to win wars, improve combat readiness, or promote national security. Women, on the average, have only 60% of the physical strength of men, or about 6 inches shorter, and survive basic training only by the subterfuge of being graded on effort rather than on performance. These facts, self-evident to anyone who watches professional or Olympic sports competitions, are only some of the many sex differences confirmed by scholarly studies. Denial of physical differences is an illusion that kills. That's the lesson of the Atlanta courtroom massacre, where a 5-foot-tall, 51-year-old grandmother police guard was overpowered by a 6-foot-tall, 210-pound former football linebacker criminal. So now 3 people are dead. Every country that has experimented with women in actual combat has abandoned the idea, and the notion that Israel uses women in combat is a feminist myth. The armies and navies of every potential enemy are exclusively male. Their combat readiness is not diminished by co-ed complications or social experimentation. Much of the demand for women in combat comes from female officers who are eager for medals and promotions. The Army's own opinion surveys consistently report that 85 to 90% of enlisted women oppose being assigned to combat units on the same basis as men.
For more about feminism and its impact on television, newspapers, education, laws, and our entire culture, and for more on Phyllis Schlafly's book, Feminist Fantasies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for our free information packet on feminism. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a gun in the hand is better than a cop on the phone, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view, and it's kind of a pleasurable thing to do today, but I have my number two kid, number one son on the telephone with me from North Carolina, and we're going to talk a little bit about the movement of the migration of our jobs out of this country. The thing that caused me to call son Jay, and we're visiting with Jay Brownfield. Jay, hey, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good to be with you.
You betcha. Now, what brought this up the other day? Let me see the date on this thing. July the 7th. So I've had it laying on my desk a week. But this is a story. Some Chinese drill crew members have arrived in western Colorado preparing to start drilling for natural gas in the Piance Basin. Western Energy Advisors, that's the company. They broker arrangements for the Chinese crews and exploration and production companies. Said he was unfamiliar with specific crew schedules, but that some crews and rigs could be expected to arrive in western Colorado now. Several western Colorado residents reported seeing drill rigs arriving or being set up in the area. Now, the company had to show that the jobs could not be done by American citizens or legal residents. That wasn't difficult to show, citing the loss of 1 million domestic jobs among major oil companies over recent years. Much of the domestic exploration and production industry is just gone. Rigs have been trucked in from Canada and elsewhere for drilling in the United States. Now, Jay spent, how many years were you in New Mexico in that area?
Went down in 81. I was there for about 6 to 7 years.
Okay, so you were in the oil patch, let's say 7 years, 1981 to 1988 or something.
Yeah, 87, 88.
Okay, now, when you went down there, give us a little history of what things were like when you went down and what it was like 8 years later.
Well, the oil industry is like a lot of other things. It's either bust or boom. When I went down, oil was $30 a barrel, and there were drilling rigs everywhere.
Okay, now for people today, with oil at $60, they think $30 was a bad price, but it was a really good price in 1981.
It was. And when I left in about 87, 88, oil had gotten down to in the teens, and I can't remember. I know I remembered at 17, but it may have went lower. It may have got down to $16, $15 a barrel. So, you know, it was unproductive to pump oil at $17 a barrel, but at $30 a barrel, it was profitable to do so. So what you had was, when I went down in 81, you had, you know, you couldn't even get a hotel room. When I moved to, I went to a little town in New Mexico called Artesia. You know, I just expected I'd move into a hotel room until, you know, found a place to live. There was not a hotel room to be found, and people were booking them months out in advance. I mean, once somebody got in there, they were renting them, you know, for months and staying there trying to find a place to live. People lived in tents and camper trailers. So it was definitely in the boom time in 81.
Okay. Now, the boom busted. And let's go back to this article. The company had to show that jobs, because they're bringing these Chinamen in here to do this, the company had to show the jobs could not be done by American citizens or legal residents. Where are all those oil workers? You worked with people. Aren't they still there?
They're still there, but you know, when you're going to turn a drilling rig over to somebody, you've got to have somebody that's experienced on it.
They had experienced people then. You could go down and treat wells again, could you not?
Probably so. What most of these people have done is displaced, found themselves other jobs or are doing other things. But it is a, you know, now you can find somebody, you can find, I'm sure, a lot of, what they call greenhorns, some of them called them greenhorns, some of them called them, roughnecks. But basically that's somebody that's, doesn't know what they're doing, but they're young, they've got a strong back, and they're willing to work. But those people aren't the ones that are actually making the decisions on a drilling rig.
All right, now you didn't drill, you treated wells, right?
Right.
Very quickly, what does that mean by treating a well?
Numerous things. What a drilling rig does is they actually drill a hole in the ground, and the first thing they have to do is drill a huge hole, and then you're going to run in a pipe, and then you're going to cement that pipe in the ground, and that first string of pipes called your surface pipe, and what it's doing is it's protecting your water zones. You don't want to get oil in any of your drinking water. So you drill down and you set your surface casing, and basically what you're doing is much like drilling a water well, except you're going to go deeper than any water and then just cement it in so that no water can come into and contaminate the oil, but more importantly, the oil can't go out and contaminate drinking water. Then you'll run down, drill through that and go out below the pipe that's protecting the surface water, and you'll drill down an intermediate string, and then you'll set that casing, and then the last thing that you'll do is go down and actually set the production string. And that production string, which we're talking a string, we're talking a pipe, that production pipe, I mean, can be as deep as a mile deep. So, you know, it's kind of like drilling have you ever taken an electric drill and then drilled a hole in a board or a piece of steel? You know, a lot of things can go wrong. You can break the drill bit off. You can drill the hole crooked. I mean, a lot of things can happen. You can get the drill bit stuck in the whatever you're trying to drill in.
Well, I taught you that, but let's take a break. You broke plenty of drill bits when you were at home. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
With my son Jay Brownfield today, and we're talking about his duties when he was in the oil patch and how now those workers are no longer in the oil patch. And they're bringing in Chinese drilling crews now to drill for gas wells in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Jay, you were talking about well treating. You worked for Schlumberger, which was Dowell, right? Hey, you there?
It's merged.
Okay. Halliburton was your competition at that
time. Right. We did the same thing Halliburton did. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Halliburton, are they still there or are they gone? Do you ever keep up with any of your well buddies or your oil well people down there?
Yeah, they're still around, and they still do the same things. You know, once the drilling rig drills the hole and we would go out, we would actually cement the casing in, you know, between the hole and the pipe. We would cement that in, and then so that would be a service that we would provide, you know, to the drilling rig. Then once the drilling rig got the hole in, got the production pipe on there, they would move the drilling rig and it would go drill another hole, and then they would bring in a smaller piece of equipment, looked much like a drilling rig, but it's much smaller, that would actually go in and get the well ready to produce either the oil or the gas. And then we would come back and work with that smaller piece of unit to actually, they'd shoot holes in the pipe, and then we would treat the holes to be able to get the gas and the oil to flow through them.
This is a thing that turned me on here. The company had to show, and we're talking about this Chinese company now, it's called Western Energy Advisors. And they worked with a federal agency to arrange visas for the Chinese crews after they showed that the jobs could not be done by American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, just seems unreal.
Well, you know, I think the American citizens could absolutely do those jobs, but it would take somebody a period of time to be able to turn them loose and be able to do that job. If you don't have the expertise on how to do something, it takes a period of time to get that expertise. And to drill a hole, think of drilling a hole, in a piece of metal or something with a drill bit, a lot of things can go wrong. You can get the hole crooked, you can break the bit, you can get the bit stuck in the metal. Well, multiply that 1-inch hole that you're drilling by 1 mile drill bit. And think of everything that can go wrong. And when if you break the twist the pipe off, drill bit off, a mile deep, that can be a very, very expensive problem. If you get it stuck, it can be very, very expensive. Those drill bits, that reach down a mile deep are not, and they're actually in sections. They drill down, they add another section. But that's very, very expensive, and you're not just going to turn somebody loose.
So you believe that they actually had to turn this thing over to a foreign nation to drill these holes?
I don't think they had to, if you owned the piece.
Hey, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Stay on.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Jay, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about the oil field. And then I would like to talk about what's happening there where you live now in the Carolinas. But first of all, this article goes on and says, with the last drop of oil prices, American rigs were stacked or sold to drill elsewhere, such as China. China bought a bunch of licensed U.S. technology, and they're the only big manufacturer in the world right now. We're talking about in the oil business, okay? In 1981, and that's when you went to Mexico, to New Mexico, there was 5,580 rigs operating. By 1991, that number had fallen to 520.
Right. And what to drill a hole like that, or to run a drilling rig like that, can you train somebody to do it? Yeah, you can say, okay, here's the lever you throw, and here's what you do to make the bit turn, and here's how you do it, okay? But You know, it's those years of experience of running that rig that you can listen to a motor and tell what's going on, that you can tell by your flow returns exactly if, you know, how much you're leaking off and what the best way to resolve that problem is. A lot of it is just drilling in an area knowing how to solve problems based off of what you've done on the last three and four holes, or what that drill's, that rig's done. So, you know, if I was a company, and you wanted me to, you know, drill, and I owned a drilling rig, and you wanted me to drill a hole in Mexico, and we go down there and we're going to drill it, and you say, now I want you to use all Mexican people. Well, yeah, there's people there that are capable, but I wouldn't want them running my drilling rig. And I'm sure that that's probably the way the Chinese are looking at it. That, you know, they've got a lot of capital in this, in this rig, and they want to make sure, you know, that they, that somebody that is reliable. I don't know that they're necessarily pushing their people as much as they want to make sure that it's somebody reliable. So, you know, those years of experience, it's kind of like, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, about getting up cattle. You know, we've got up cattle all of our lives on horses, and you know, when you've done it enough, you can look at a cow's ears and tell which way she's going to turn. You can look at a cow and tell if she's sick. Well, that's the same kind of things that you learn, you know, for years of having drilled wells. You can tell when things aren't running right. You can tell, you know, what you need to do to resolve a problem before you have a major problem.
Let me ask you the final question. Now I would like to talk about CAFTA and NAFTA and what's happened there in North and South Carolina. You are very successful in what you're doing now. But let's say that you just had a run-of-the-mill job. Would you go back to the oil patch with $60 oil?
You know, if you're willing to work very hard and work long hours, absolutely, you know, there are many, many good jobs there. And I mean, you can, you know, if you're willing to work hard and study and go on and take more education in different things, I mean, it's very easy to move up into an engineer position, which I was when I was there. And, you know, in supervisory and engineer capacities. And there's a lot of opportunity there. You know, it's just like many different fields that we're seeing, you know, in changing times. When oil prices are high, the promotions are great, the jobs are great. For somebody that's really willing to work hard, you're going to get a lot of those things. I think what's going to happen is if we see an alternative fuel source, let's say we figure out how to start squishing soybeans and making biodiesel, you're going to see oil prices drop back down, and then, you know, you get into the situation where I was in the late 80s there, where the promotions weren't there, the raises weren't there, you were worried about your job. And we've seen a lot of that happening even here in North Carolina. We don't have oil here in North Carolina, but what we have is we were very heavy in the textile industry. And, you know, we've seen that textile industry moving away as well. But I think the thing that when we see those jobs leave, what you lose is that guy that has worked in that plant or worked in or around that plant for, you know, 20, 30 years, or worked in that business for 20, 30 years. You just learn things, and I'm sure there's people that can look at thread and say, hey, the moisture content in the warehouse must be low, and that's why your string's breaking. You know, those are the things that they can look at and feel and touch and know that, yeah, can you get somebody to run that machine? Yeah, he can run the machine, but when he's having problems, he doesn't know why he's having problems. And it's very much the same way in the oil field.
All right, let me show you here. Now, most of the textile industry went either to Mexico or to China, did it not?
Pretty much. A lot of it that went to Mexico has now gone somewhere else.
Okay, that's what I was going to show
you. In Mexico.
That's what I was going to show you. Alcoa workers. Now, Alcoa manufactures auto parts.
Right.
Okay. They were in Mexico hiring workers for $1.21 an hour. They have moved from Mexico to Honduras. They've taken 2,500 people out of Mexico, went to Honduras, where they make 68 cents an hour. But Arnicom is a joint venture led by Japanese corporation Yazaki, and it has 3,000 workers. They make auto parts. Well, they can't compete. I mean, this company, the Alcoa, paying 41 cents, can't compete with this Japanese company who's now in Nicaragua because they are getting their parts made for 30 cents. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Attention small business owners. Now you can get a one-page website for your business for $1.99 per year from 199site.com. That's 199site.com. Here's what you get for $1.99. A custom one-page website. Your own domain name, as in yourbusinessname.com. Your logo or pictures put on the site. Website hosting for 1 year, a $155 value. Up to 25 custom email accounts. 4 updates a year and more. No hidden charges, no tricks, nothing else to buy. $1.99 does it all. A well-designed professional website can give you added visibility and credibility. To get started today, call toll-free 1-866-438-6265. That's 1-866-438-6265. On the web at 199site.com. That's 199site.com.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the Tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914 when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a song about him? Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. We're visiting with Jay Brownfield today, and we're talking about NAFTA and what it has actually done here in the United States as far as moving jobs offshore, or at least across the border. Jay, what has the effect been there in North Carolina, where you're very, very familiar, as far as all this textile industry being gone? Is there anybody left, first of all, in the textile industry?
Yeah, there is. Matter of fact, here in town, we still have probably one of the largest hosiery mills that still makes women's pantyhose.
I've been there.
Okay, and there's,
I brought home a pair of pantyhose. Remember?
Okay, all right. Well, they're still there, and you know it's getting tougher to compete, but you know it's there. What you're finding that most of the the mills that actually make things are having to do to compete or to stay in business is they're doing more of the quick turnaround, short run things. The long run jobs where you used to just set up machines and have, you know, several rows of machines just dedicated to making the same size t-shirt, that's we're seeing all those jobs go somewhere else. But if you want just a specialty, a small specialty few order shirts, you know, there's still machines sitting around and people doing that. But it's getting harder and harder to keep those people employed because, you know, just finding those little niche markets that they can make a living at.
But they've let their big, the high percentage of their help go. Is that right?
The majority, right. We've really downsized. You know, North Carolina was a poor southern state, and you know, used to be all the textiles was done up in the New York area, and you know, they came down to the Carolinas for cheap labor. We saw the same thing happen with furniture. It came down here for the cheap labor, and for that same reason, it left here. So. You know, what we're trying to do right now, I think, as a state, and we're seeing this, is they're trying to recruit other things in, and we're starting to see that. Believe it or not, we're starting, we by no means are we competing with Silicon Valley out in California, but, you know, if you look at the cost to live and be out in California and be in technology, it's very, very expensive. We're starting to see some of those jobs and some of those companies coming here to assemble equipment and do things here. So, you know, as a younger person, I think it's more and more critical. You go back and look at, you know, Henry Ford and look at some of those old videos of how they used to make cars and used to have hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, putting a car together. Now you have fewer and fewer people. It's kind of interesting. Manufacturing, we're building a lot more cars here in the United States than we did back then, but we're doing it with a lot fewer people. We've been losing manufacturing jobs steadily since the 50s through today. We've been losing manufacturing jobs, and those jobs, not necessarily because we're building less product, but we're doing it more and more with technology. You know, you don't have a guy in there welding anymore. You have a machine that is through robotics. And so,
that's why they fall apart when you get home with them.
Well, that may have something to do with the size of metal they're using now and the plastics as opposed to the metal they put in a fender before.
When Harry Truman was president, they opened, I believe it was a General Motors plant in Kansas City. And, they took him, through the plant. And they showed him, they said, we can put a car together in 3 minutes. And he said, yeah, and I bought the SOB.
Can relate to that.
But let's go back to Alcoa here again. Now, they make auto parts. They were, I don't know what they were paying here in America, probably $12, $14 an hour, more than that. They get the same work done in Mexico for $1.21. Then they went to... Then they went to Honduras where they could get it done for 68 cents. Then they found a place in Nicaragua at 41 cents. And now they're down in Haiti where they can get the same work done for 30 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I have here on my desk, Jay, you'd like it. It's something that you'd like probably. A Stetson hat. It's a straw kind of a hat. I'm sure it's not straw. It's some kind of man-made fiber, but you can see right through the darn thing. And Joy bought it for me. She thinks I ought to wear a hat. Well, I do wear a hat in the wintertime to keep my head warm, but I never wear a hat in the summertime, but she thinks I'll cook my brains and I'll start seeing things I haven't thought of yet or something. So she buys me this hat. And it's a Stetson hat. The other night, I was watching John Ratzenberger. Do you ever watch Made in America with John Ratzenberger?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, he's good. He is the guy that was the mail carrier on Cheers.
Okay.
And he has this show. He does a show every week. He's on Tuesday night. I don't know, Travel Channel, I believe, carries him. And they do Made in America, and they show how we make things in America. And they just the other night did a thing on the Stetson Hat Company in St. Joe, Missouri. So here she, Joy gave me this hat. Nice kind of a little hat. I probably won't wear it, but it'll be good to sell at Berry Dairy Day. And it's got the Stetson thing in it, but it says Made in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting here at my desk, and I use calculators, and I've got one calculator made in China, one made in Malaysia, and the other one is made in Indonesia. So, that's three different calculators sitting here, and the names on the calculators, by the way, are U.S. company names.
Really? What's the company?
Well, one's Canon, one's Hewlett-Packard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this thing just crossed my desk today, and they're talking about the Council of Foreign Relations, how they have produced a 59-page CFR document that spells out a 5-year plan for the establishment by 2010, that's 5 years from now, a North American economic and security community with a common outer security area. Okay? I read this thing, and I told Jeff, it is so ridiculous that it's not that I doubted it, but I wanted to prove it was right. I said, Jeff, get on the network, get on the internet, and see what you can find on the Council of Foreign Relations, and they call this Building the North American Community. He did. He said, yep, it's there. It's all 59 pages of it. I said, get me all 59 pages because people are going to be so upset with this that thing's going to be hit so many times they're going to take it off. This is what happens to a lot of those documents from the United Nations. I'll tell people, get the document. I said, you can do it, and they get on there and they can't find it anymore because they've removed it. So I have a copy of Building a North American Community. It's 50-some pages. And Beth put it in a ring binder for me, and I'm not going to mark this particular one up. I'm going to keep it. But let me just show you some of the things that are in this. Community means integrating the United States with Mexico and Canada. This means wide open U.S. borders between U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Community is sometimes called space by the Council of Foreign Relations. A common economic space for all people in the region, a space in which trade, capital, and people flow freely. The CFR integrated strategy calls for a more open border for the movements of goods and people. The groundwork for the freer flow of people within North America, the common security perimeter, will require us to harmonize visa and asylum regulations with Mexico and Canada, harmonize entry screening, and fully share data about the exit and entry of foreign nationals. The CFR document is called Building a North American Community. It asserts that George W. Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, get this now, this is the stickler here, committed their governments to this goal when they met at Bush's ranch at Waco, Texas, March 23rd. The three adopted the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America and assigned working groups to fill in the details. Now, the President of the United States does not have the authority to commit our government to do anything. That's up to Congress and to we the people. I didn't vote on this. You didn't vote on this. Congress didn't even know about it. And here George Bush and Vicente Fox and Paul Martin have committed their governments. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We've been discussing this giant sucking sound that Ross Perot predicted when NAFTA was passed. And I just mentioned that here is the Council on Foreign Relations, and they want to build this North American community and have it done in five more years, by 2010. And George Bush, Vicente Fox, and the Prime Minister from Canada, Paul Martin, have committed their governments to do this. Like they have, I don't know about how they handle it in Mexico or Canada, but in the United States, our president does not have the constitutional authority to make such a decision. Now, they held a follow-up meeting in Ottawa, June the 27th. That was just the other day. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff was there. He told the news conference, "We want to facilitate the flow of traffic across our borders." Well, it's quite obvious that that's what they want to do because that's what they're doing anyway. But let me go on with this. Hang on a minute, Jay. The CFR document calls for creating a North American preference so that employers can recruit low-paid workers from anywhere in North America. No longer will illegal aliens have to be smuggled across the border. The document calls for a seamless North American market and for the extension of full labor mobility to Mexico. The CFR plan calls for massive U.S. foreign aid to the other countries and will include multilateral development from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank and a North American Investment Fund to send U.S. private capital to Mexico, private capital. That means it's not government money. That comes from private money, okay? A common market requires a court system. So the CFR document calls for a permanent tribunal for North American dispute resolution. The document calls for allowing Mexican trucks unlimited access to the United States, including the hauling of local loads between United States cities. The document calls for adopting a tested once principle for pharmaceuticals, by which a product tested in Mexico will automatically be considered to have met U.S. standards. The document demands that we implement the Social Security Totalization Agreement negotiated between the United States and Mexico, putting illegal aliens into the U.S. Social Security system. U.S. taxpayers are supposed to create a major fund to finance 60,000 Mexican students to study in United States college to ensure this plan so that it is achievable within 5 years. The CFR calls for supervision by a North American Advisory Council of eminent persons from outside government. Now, anytime you bring up something that's outside government, we have no control over NGOs. Those are non-governmental organizations or NGPs, non-governmental people. They can do whatever they want to. We can't fire them. We can't vote them out of office. Hey, this thing is scary. We made copies of it. We will have them available if they take it off of the Internet. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. What is gold, really? Gold is the money that exists only in its tangible form. It's real, worldwide money. Gold is the only money that no bank promotes and no bank destroys. It's been around 1 billion years before the U.S. dollar was invented and probably will be here 1 billion years afterwards. Isn't it time to rediscover gold of Swiss America? Face it, gold has it all, safety, privacy, and profit potential. Just like my trusty friends at Swiss America and I have said, please make today the day that you do it. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN for your special economic solutions package, which includes their Economic Solutions magazine, a companion CD, and CNN DVD, a $30 value, all free to my listeners now if you'll just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN.
Jay, we're in the home stretch here. We just have a few minutes left, but to give a little more credence to this CFR plan, Phyllis Schlafly just yesterday wrote an article on it entitled CFR's Plan to Integrate the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And her first sentence is this: the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, has just let the cat out of the bag about what's really behind our trade agreements and the security partnerships with other North American countries. And then she goes in to talk about what we've already discussed. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I think it's scary if you look at it to think that you know, even taking just one little piece of this, just one little piece of
and
this,
the truck thing, for example.
I was going to say that's already happening today, and that's letting these trucks come in. You know, how many of the people that are driving a truck can actually know our road signs? How many of those trucks have good brakes under them? How many of those trucks, you know, follow the same rules, and do they have insurance on them? I mean, you know, these are a lot of issues that, you know, they're going to say, well, we've got those covered, but do we really have them covered?
No, the whole thing is frightening, and you can see exactly they are already putting this into play as we speak. With
also,
the open borders, with the open borders, with everything that we've been talking about here today.
Also, who's actually looking and making sure that load's carrying what it says it's carrying into the United States?
Well, I think that all the time, Jay. You can't believe the trains that run through here today that's carrying those
containers.
Big containers on them. Yeah. And no, there's no way you know what's in there. Let's take one. Got time for one call. Bill in Idaho. Hi, Bill. Very quickly.
Good for you, gentlemen. Thanks for what you do for the Republic each and every day. I wanted to mention the commonality of Jim White, KMOX, would not allow the discussion of CFR on the radio in the late 70s and early 80s. I'd mention that the harmonization of CAFTA is the same discussion on CODEX, the harmonization and control of natural foods. And
have you heard any discussion on either Rush or Hannity?
What a joke. They are frauds any more than Jim Talent, Mr. Ashcroft, or Bond that were participants in the CFR in order to create NAFTA. And now we have to worry about fighting back CAFTA. I've got a 202 number. Hopefully people have a pen. 202-224-3121. They better get busy. They'll have it all with this last...
Yeah, that's the... that is the House board, is it not?
Exactly.
Yeah. Bush, well, I think what they're going to do with CAFTA is hold this thing off to the very last minute, thinking that they can wear everybody out, because so far the grassroots people like us have gotten enough calls coming in that there are quite a few folks, I say folks, Congress critters, that are beginning to have their eyes opened, even in spite of the fact that they're being paid by the multinational corporations that are so entrenched behind this thing. Bush wants it. I mean, I guess he can't wait to get this done, but he's afraid to bring it out until, you watch, it'll happen at midnight, some night, when everybody else is getting ready to take a break and go home, go to bed. But anyway, hey, thanks for the call, Bill. Jay, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, I've enjoyed being there with you.
Yeah. We, John wants me to come out. They're having a meeting similar to this in what's the town there above, John?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Well, it's strictly a United Nations deal. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Now time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near and far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.